Brekkie with Kylie and Matt on 2AY and 3NE. And it's that time of year again. We're only about a month or so away from the end of the financial year. Stephen Mamooney from BMG Partners joins me for Finance Friday. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Yes, can you believe it? We're into the last week in May and the end of the financial year is hurtling towards us.
Yes, indeed. So what should we be looking at right now? Because, you know, I still feel, fairly comfortable. We've got a little bit of time, 5 weeks or so. What should we be focusing on, Stephen?
That time will go quickly.
It will.
If you're in business, you understand, at the moment, businesses can write off the purchase of any assets. Mm-hmm. But that finishes at the end of June. And importantly, the asset needs to be installed and ready for use. So if you're thinking you're buying some new equipment, you need to get on your skates and get that organised. This year there's been a couple of additional incentives, one for small business technology investment. So if you're buying things for digitising your business or improving your cyber security and those sorts of things, well, there's a bonus 20% deduction. So if you spend $10,000 on that sort of thing, you get a $12,000 deduction. So that finishes at the end of June as well. So these are good. Also, there's a similar one for the training and skills boosting, but that one goes until the end of June 2024.
Yep.
Also important to remember, but like any, the rules are complicated. So when it comes to tax and complex go together. You need to get professional advice to make sure you are getting what you think you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're an individual, though, you might want to make a contribution to your super fund to save a bit of tax. That has to be in the fund, and you have to get a notice back from your fund to say that it's in there in time for the end of June. So don't leave that one to the last minute as well.
Yeah, what's the ATO targeting this year, Steve? Do you have an idea?
They have. They've been in the press lately, and importantly, in the budget, there was additional funding in the budget for the tax office to go look at what claims there are. So they've got the money to come after gathering more money. So, and they've come out and they said, look, they've discovered that 9 out of 10 taxpayers with rental properties have been making, in their opinion anyway, incorrect claims or not, including rent in their returns and claiming things like interest on a rental property where the money was actually used for other purposes. Mm, so they're having a really good look at that, as well as looking at capital gains tax on properties that may have been used for business for things like Airbnb or partial use of residence for business. And they're big ticket items, so you want to make sure you got your records organised. And we have a saying in the tax industry, he who has the best records wins.
Yeah, that's a good thing to live by, I reckon, in the world of tax.
Get your documentation together.
Yeah, and talk to an expert like you at BMG Partners, Stephen Mamooney. Thank you so much. With 5 weeks to go, we should firmly be looking at the end of financial year. Thanks so much, mate. Talk to you again next month.
Good on you, Matt. Thank you.